Imagine fleeing from your hometown and for the next 47 days being faced with uncertainty, danger, extortion and wild terrain before finding safety, comfort and a new home. That is the story of Asadullah and Madia Kazemi who, 2 years ago, fled the Taliban rule in Afghanistan via plane, bus, taxi and boat before alighting in Niagara Falls, Ontario, and eventually Niagara-on-the-Lake. Madia was pregnant at time. Now the Kazemis have an 18-month-old son named Ali, and a 3-month-old daughter, Zara. The Kazemi family will lead this year's candlelight stroll. Now in its 35th year, the lighting of candles at the Chamber of Commerce's stroll empowers the community with kindness and togetherness. The touching moment during the candlelight stroll is when the recipient family will have their candles lit, said Emmeline Williams, manager of events for the Chamber. The family then lights the candles of those around them one by one. It's a really beautiful moment where we'll see that light spread throughout the crowd, and really that light is a symbol of hope and joy for the holiday season, said Williams. Asadullah Kazemi had been a driver for the Afghani military, and so was basically a target for the Taliban, said friend and Shah Festival stage manager, Beatrice Campbell. She wrote a letter to the chamber nominating the Kazemis to lead this year's stroll and spoke to the local on behalf of the Kazemi family. Back in Afghanistan, Madia was a journalist, a job that was taken from her when the Taliban came into power. They initially fled to Iran, borrowing money with the intention of moving to North America. Their journey took them through Brazil, Peru, Colombia, Costa Rica, Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, and the United States. Along the way, they were faced with corrupt officials who demanded large sums of money. And they had to pay the donkey, a human smuggler who led them to the next donkey. Campbell said that when Asadullah and Madia arrived at Quebec, the border guard asked them, "Do you understand what happens if you try to enter this country illegally? We will have to arrest you." The Kazemis said, "Yes, we understand," and the guard said, "Welcome to Canada." Asadullah said, "That's where kindness began," said Campbell. The Kazemis settled in Niagara Falls and came to the attention of Dr. Fruz Pywind, a chiropractor who lives and works in St. David's. Pywind is originally from Afghanistan, speaks the language, and has been helping Afghan refugees. Her daughter attended Royal Oak Community School with the daughter of Robin Rydesek, owner of the Exchange Brewery on Queen Street in Old Town. Rydesek said Pywind called me out of the blue last spring and asked if I knew of anybody looking for help of any sort, as there were dozens of Afghan refugees who had work permits living in the falls, but couldn't find any work, and were really struggling. Asadullah had worked briefly in a restaurant in Iran, and, even though he barely spoke English and had very limited experience, Rydesek hired him. He was a fast learner and has turned into one of the best employees I've had since I opened the brewery. He is a hard-working and dedicated man, and we are all grateful to have him as part of our team at the Exchange, she said. Campbell said that funds raised from the candlelight stroll would help to pay for groceries for the family and for English lessons for Madia. Asadullah is picking up a lot of the language through both his job and a translation app. They also plan to pay back the money they borrowed from friends, family and strangers, not all of whom are friendly, in Afghanistan. The Kazemi family will lead the stroll this Friday evening. It starts in front of the courthouse on Queen Street in Old Town at 6:30 p.m. The town crier, the Lord Mayor, and the chamber's executive director will welcome the community before the Kazemi family lights their candles. The route is the same as previous years with 13 musical groups performing along the way. We are also encouraging folks to give back while celebrating by bringing food donations in support of Newark neighbors, said Williams. Bins will be located next to each of the candle stalls. The minimum suggested donation for a candle is $5. New this year is the Ho-Ho Passport, a way to encourage both visitors and locals to shop local throughout this weekend, said Williams. In exchange for donating towards a candle, community members will receive a physical card to show at participating businesses for special discounts and offers throughout the weekend. The list of participating businesses is on the Chamber website. Ticket holders for the Rotary Holiday House Tour can show that ticket to businesses for the same discount this weekend.